Shivi. The pasuk continues with the yontif of Sukkos. Uvachamisha also yom lachodesh hashvi, and on the 15th day of the 7th month of Tishrei, mikra kodesh yelochem, a holy gathering it shall be to you, kol melechas avoda loisasu, even a melechas avoda, a dover ha'ovid, you shall not do. V'chagoisem chag lashem shivas yomim, and you shall celebrate a festival to Hashem for 7 days. V'graftem oilo, and you shall sacrifice oilois, ishei, fire offerings, reach nichoyach, as a nachas ruach lashem for Hashem, parim b'nei bokor shloisha osar, 13 young bulls, elim shnoyim, 2 rams, kivosim b'nei shona arbo osar, 14 sheep in their first year, tamimim yiu, they all shall be complete without a mum, uminchosam and their menochois, soiles belulav hashomen, fine flour mixed with oil, shloisha esroinim lapor ho'echod, 3/10 of an ephah, for one bull, l'shloisha osar parim, for each one of the 13 bulls, shnei esroinim la'ayel ha'echad, 2/10 of an ephah for one ram, l'shnei ha'elim, for the 2 rams, v'isorin isorin, and 1/10 of an ephah, la'keves ha'echad, for one sheep, la'arbo osar kvasim, for each one of the 14 sheep, u'seir izim echad chatos, and one goat for a carbon chatos, milavad, all this shall be brought aside for the oilas hatomid minchosa viniska, the daily oila with its mincha and its nesachim. And the Meshech Chochma points out that the nesachim brought with the musafim are not mentioned over here on the first day of Sukkos. And although in Pasuk Tes Zayin it says viniska, that word viniska, the nesachim over there, is going back on the words oilas hatomid, that together with the oilas hatomid you shall bring the nesachim. However, the nesachim that are brought together with the musafim are not mentioned on the first day of Sukkos. Why is that? The Meshech Chochma explains that this is to teach us that the nesachim are not ma'akev, and if one does not have the wines of nesachim, he can still bring the karbonos. And this is alluded to specifically on the first day of Sukkos, because on the first day of Sukkos is when there are the most karbonos being brought. We will see soon that the bulls, the parim, progressively diminish in quantity each day of Sukkos. Therefore, on the first day of Sukkos, when the most animals are brought, and there is a greater possibility that there will not be sufficient wine for Nesachim, the Pasuk omits the Nesachim to teach you that you can still bring everything else if you do not have the Nesachim, because the Nesachim are not Ma'akev. And the Pasuk continues, Uvayom Hasheni, and on the second day of Sukkos, Parim B'nei Vokor Shneim Osar, 12 young bulls, Elim Shnoyim, 2 rams, Kivosim b'nei shono, sheep in their first year, arba osar, 14, tamimim, they shall be complete without a mum. We see over here that on the second day of Sukkos, we only bring 12 bulls, as opposed to the first day that we bring 13. That is because the pari hachag, the bulls brought on Sukkos, progressively diminish each day of Sukkos. However, the number of rams and the number of sheep always remain the same. Umenchosam v'niskeim, and their menochos and their nesachim, la porim, for the bulls, la elim, for the rams, v'la kavosim, and for the sheep, v'misparam, according to their number, which means according to the number of animals will be the number of menochos and nesachim, kamishpat, according to the law of how much to bring for each type of animal, which means by a mincha, for a par, for a bull, you bring 3/10 of an ephah, for a ram, 2/10, and for a sheep, 1/10, and concerning the nesachim, for a bull, you will bring 1/2 of a hin, for a ram, 1/3 of a hin, and for a keves, for a sheep, 1/4 of a hin of wine. That is what it means, kamishpat, according to the law of how much to bring for each type of animal. Usi'ir izim echot chatos, and one goat for a carbon chatos, milavad oilas hatomid umin chosa viniskehem. This is all aside for the oilas hatomid, the daily oila, with its mincha and their nesachim. And we will see soon in Rashi why the Pasuk says Viniskehem on the second day of Sukkos and not Viniska. Because if you look back to the first day of Sukkos in Pasuk Tes Zayin, it says Milavad Oilas HaTomid Minchosa Viniska. So why over here does it say Milavad Oilas HaTomid Uminchosa Viniskehem? Uvayom HaShalishi, and on the third day of Sukkos you shall bring Purim Ashte Osar, 11 bulls, Elim Shnoyim, 2 rams, Kivosim B'nei Shono Arba Osar, 14 sheep in their first year, tamimim, complete without a mum. Umenchosam and their menochos, v'niskehem and their nesachim, laporim, la'ilim, v'lakfosim, for the bulls, rams, and sheep, v'misparim, according to their number, kamishpat, according to the law of how much to bring for each type of animal. Usir chatos echod, and one goat for echatos, milavad. All this shall be brought besides for the oilas hatomid, umenchosam, v'niska, the daily oila, with its mincha and its nesachim. Uvayom Horavi, and on the fourth day of Sukkot, Parim Asara, you shall bring 10 bulls, Elim Shnoyim, 2 rams, Kivosim B'nei Shona, Arba Osar, 14 sheep in their first year, Tamimim, complete without a mum, Minchosim, their Menochis, V'niskeim, and their Nesochim, La Parim, La Elim, La Kvosim, for the bulls, the rams, and the sheep, B'misparim, according to their number, Kamishpat, according to their law, Useir Izim Echot Chatos, and 1 goat for a carbon Chatos, Milavad, all this shall be brought aside for the Oilas HaTomid Minchosa Veniska, the daily Oila with its Mincha and its Nesachim. Uvayom HaChamishi, and on the fifth day, Parim Tisha, you shall bring 9 bulls, Elim Shnoyim, 2 rams, Kivosim B'nei Shona, Arba Osar, and 14 sheep in their first year, Temimim, complete without a mum. Uminchosa Veniskeim, and their Menochos, and their Nesachim, La Parim, La Elim, La Kivosim, for the bulls, the rams, and the sheep, B'misparim, according to their number, Kamishpat, according to their law. Useir Chatos Echod, and 1 goat for a carbon Chatos, Milavad, all this shall be brought aside for the Oilas HaTomid Uminchosa Veniska, the daily Oila with its Mincha and its Nesachim. Uvayoyim HaShishi, and on the sixth day, Parim Shmoina, you shall bring 8 bulls, Elim Shnoyim, 2 rams, Kivosim B'nei Shona, Arba Osar, sheep in their first year, 14, Temimim, complete without a mum. Uminchosam v'niskeim, and their menochas and their nesachim, laporim lo'ilim v'lakvosim, for the bulls, the rams, and the sheep, b'misparim, according to their number, kamishpat, according to the law. Usir chatos echod, and 1 goat for a chatos, milavad, all this shall be brought aside for the oilas hatomid, minchosa unesachecho, the daily oila with its mincha and its nesachim. And we will see in Rashi why it says unesachecho with an extra yud, and not v'niska like all the other days. Uvayom HaShavi, and on the seventh day, Parim Shiva, 7 bulls, Elim Shnoyim, 2 rams, Kivosim B'nei Shona, Arba Osar, 14 sheep in their first year, Temimim, complete without a mum, Uminchosim B'niskeim, and their Menochos, and their Nesachim, Laporim, La'ilim, La'kfosim, for the bulls, for the rams, and for the sheep, B'misparim, according to their number, Kemishpatam, according to their law. And Rashi will also tell us why there is an extra mem in the word Kemishpatam, with a mem at the end, because on all the other days of Sukkot, it just says Kamishpat without a mem at the end. Useir Chatos Echod, and 1 goat for a carbon Chatos. Milavad, all this shall be brought aside for the Oilas HaTomid Minchosa Veniska, the daily Oila with its Mincha and its Nesachim. Zokt Rashi Uminchosa Veniskeim Laporim, Pari Hachag Ayinheim, the total number of bulls that are brought on Sukkot is 70. Because if you count 13 on the first day, 12 on the second day, and so on, your total will be 70 bulls. Kineged, this corresponds to Ayin Umois Oivde Gilulim, the 70 nations of the Goyim. Shemismaatin Vaholchin, who will progressively diminish, just like the Pari Hachag, the bulls of Sukkot that progressively diminish every day. Simen Kli Elohim, this is a sign of annihilation for them. Uvimei HaMikdash, and during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Hoyu Maginim Aleihem, these karbonos would protect them min hayisurim, from punishments. V'la kavosim, kineged Yisrael, the sheep correspond to Klal Yisrael. Shenekrou, who Klal Yisrael are called, Se Pizura, the scattered sheep. V'hem kivuim, and their number is fixed, 14 on each day. And this is an allusion to Klal Yisrael, who will not progressively diminish, but rather will live on forever. Uminyonam, and their number, Tisha Ushmoina, their total is 98 if you add up 14 sheep on each day. Lachalos Mehem, to eradicate from them, Tisha Ushmoina Klolos Shebemishna Torah, the 98 curses mentioned in Sefer Dvarim, which is called Mishna Torah. So the total number of 98 sheep brought on Sukkot is to eradicate the 98 Klolos mentioned in Mishna Torah. Zok Rashi, Bisheni Nemar Beniskehem Ashne Tmidi Hayoim. On the second day of Sukkot, concerning the 2 Tamidim brought on that day, it says Viniskehem and their Nesachim. It does not say Viniska, but rather Viniskehem with an extra mem. V'leishina ha-loshon, and the Pasuk does not change the Loshon. Elo Lidroish, only to Darshan, K'moisha Amru Rabbeinu Zal, like our Rabbonim say, B'sheni, on the second day it says Viniskehem, Bashishi, on the sixth day, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says Unisachecho with an extra Yud, Bashvi, and on the seventh day, it says Kemishpatam instead of Kemishpat, so there is an extra mem. Mem Yud Mem, the extra mem from Viniskehem, the extra Yud from Unisacheho, and the extra mem from Kemishpatam. Harei Kan Mayim, that spells Mayim, water. Remez Lenisach HaMayim Minatar Bechag. This is an allusion from the Torah to the pouring of water on the outside Mizbeach, which was done on Sukkos. And although it is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, the Torah hints to it over here. And the pasuk continues with Shmini Atzeres. Bayom HaShemini, and on the eighth day, Atzeres tiyeh lochem, it shall be a refraining to you. And Rashi says, three pshatim, in what way it is a refraining. Rashi's first pshat learned, it is a refraining from doing work. You are not allowed to do work on Shmini Atzeres. And although on the first and seventh day of Sukkos, you are also not allowed to do work. So why specifically is the eighth day called an Atzeres, a refraining? The Mefarshim answer, since on the rest of Sukkos, there is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah besides for the Issur Melacha, and that's what makes this day different from the rest of the year. However, on Shmini Atzeres, we do not sit in the sukkah. So what differentiates this day from a regular day is the fact that there is an Issur Melacha. That is why Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres, a refraining from doing work. Rashi says a second pshat that it is a refraining from going out, because on the night that follows Shmini Atzeres, you are not supposed to go out of Yerushalayim, rather you must sleep over the night over there. Therefore it is called Atzeres, a refraining from going out. And Rashi's third pshat is, since you spent the first 7 days of Sukkos bringing karbonos for the nations of the world, now I would like to spend 1 day just with you. Kosha olai predaschem, your departure is difficult for me. Atzeres, the word Atzeres means a refraining. I am holding you back for 1 day to spend time with me. And this day is Shmini Atzeres. And the pasuk continues, Kol meleches avoida loisasu, all malacha, even a malacha that is an avoida v'tzorich, a necessity, you may not do on Shmini Atzeres. V'kraftem oila, and you shall sacrifice karbonos oila, ishe, fire offerings, reach nichoyach l'ashem, for a nachas ruach to Hashem, par echod, ayel echod, one bull and one ram. And Rashi tells us that the number one corresponds to Klal Yisrael, who is one and unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivosim b'nei shono shiva, seven sheep in their first year, tamimim, all of them shall be complete without a mum. Minchosom der menochos v'niskeim and der nesochim, lapor, lo'ayel v'lakvosim, for the bull, for the ram, and for the sheep, b'misporam, according to their number, kamishpat, according to the law. Us'irchatos echod, and one goat for achatos, milavad, all this shall be brought aside for Oilas hatomet u'minchosa v'nisko, the daily oila with its mincha and its nesachim. It is interesting to note that the karbonos of Shmini Atzeres are identical to the karbonos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we have to understand what exactly is the connection between the two. Eile, these are the karbonos that are brought as a choiva, an obligation, and whose numbers are fixed. Tasu l'Hashem b'mayadechem, and you shall make them for Hashem on your Yomim Tovim. Levad minidrechem v'nidvoisechem, besides for the karbonos that are brought as pledges, as a neder and a dova, that you shall also bring on the Yomim Tovim. Lo'iloisechem ul'minchoisechem, for your karbon oilois and your karbon menochois, ul'niskechem and your nesachim, ul'shalmechem and your karbon shlomim. Vayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe said to the b'nei Yisrael, Kichoyla asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, like everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. Moshe told Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of bringing these karbonos. And although when Hashem communicates commandments of the Torah to Moshe, it generally goes without saying that Moshe related them to Klal Yisrael, so why is it necessary for the pasuk to specify that Moshe related the parasha of karbonos to Klal Yisrael? Over here it is different, because the next pasuk, the beginning of Parashas Matos, starts with the words Vayedaber Moshe el Rosh HaMatos, and Moshe spoke to the heads of the Shvatim and told them the parsha of Nedarim. If the pasuk would not have said that Moshe related to Klal Yisrael the parsha of Karbonos, I might have thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe the parsha of Karbonos, and then Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael the parsha of Nedarim. Therefore, we need an extra pasuk to tell us that Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael the parsha of Karbonos, and then afterwards he commanded Klal Yisrael the parsha of Nedarim. Zokt Rashi pasuk lamed hei, Atzeres tiyeh lochem. What does it mean, Atzeres, a refraining? Rashi's first pshat is, Atzurim be'asiyas melacha. You are refrained from doing work on this day. Dover acher, a second pshat is, Atzeres, Atzru milotzes. You are refrained from leaving Yerushalayim the night after Shmini Atzeres. Melame, this comes to teach you, Shetotin lila, that one has to sleep overnight the night after Shmini Atzeres. Umidroshoi, and the third pshat in the medrash is ba'agoda, in the agoda, lefishe kol yumois haregel hikrivu kineged ayin umois, because all the days of Sukkot they sacrifice karbonos corresponding to the 70 nations. Ukishibo in Laleches, and now when they are coming to go to leave, Omar Lohem Hamokoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Vivakosha Mikem, I am asking from you, Asuli Seuda Katano, please make for me a small Seuda Kadesha Enemikem, in order that I will have pleasure from you. And this Seuda Katana are the Karbonos, the Par Echod, and the Ayel Echod. Elu Kineged Yisrael, these are corresponding to Klai Yisrael, who are one and unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His akfuli ma'at oid, please stay with me a little bit longer. Veloshen chibuhuze, and this is an expression of love. Kibonim ha'niftarim me'aviyem, like children who are leaving before their father. V'hu oimer lahem, and the father says to the children, kosha olai predaschem, your departure is difficult upon me. Ikvu oidjoim echad, please stay for one more day. Moshe l'melech, this is compared to a king, she'osa suda, that made a suda for his servants. And on the last day of this Suda, he said to his close friend, make a small festive meal for me, so that I might have pleasure from you alone. And that's why here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to stay one extra day, in order that I should have pleasure from you. Kide'isa v'mesechta sukkah, like it says in Mesechta Sukkah. Zok Rashi uv'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, and in the medrash of Rabbi Tanchuma, he says another reason why the Pari HaChag, the bulls of Sukkot, progressively diminish every day. Lamda Torah derech eret, the Torah is teaching us proper conduct. Shemishi yesh lo achsanoi, somebody who has a guest, yom rishon, on the first day that he stays there, ma'achilek petumais, he feeds him fattened birds. Lemachar, however, on the next day, ma'achilek dogin, he feeds him fish, which is less expensive. Lemachar, on the next day, ma'achilek basar behema, he feeds him meat of an animal, which is even less expensive. Va'ayim betoisvis chulin daf pei dalid, divri ha'maskil asara, who says that there are places that meat of an animal is cheaper than fish and cheaper than birds. Lemachar, on the next day, ma'achila kitniyos, he feeds him legumes which are even less expensive, and lemachar, on the next day, ma'achila yerek, he feeds him vegetables which are the least expensive. Poiches v'hoylech, he progressively gives him cheaper foods on each day, kipori achag, just like the bulls of Sukkot, which progressively diminish on each day. And the reason for this is, as the guest stays longer, it is not necessary to give him special treatment, and he is comfortable even if you give him less. Zok Rashi, Eile Tasu Lashem B'mayadechem, these karbonos you shall make for Hashem on your Yomim Tovim. Davar HaKotzum, these karbonos are a fixed number. L'choivo, and they are also an obligation. Levad Minidrechem, aside for your pledges, which are not an obligation and are not a fixed number. Imbosem lidor karbonos beregel, if you come and you want to be menader and pledge a carbon on Yontif, mitzvah hibiedchem, you receive a mitzvah. O nedarim o nedava shenadartem kol hashana, or a neder or nedava that you pledge to bring during the year, takrivum beregel, both of these you shall bring on Yontif, the neder and nedava that you pledged during the year, and the neder and nedava that you pledged on Yontif. Because maybe it will be difficult for you to go up again to Yerushalayim, ulahakriv nedarav, in order to bring your neder, your vow that you pledged. The nimsa, and it will come out oiver bebal ta'acher, you will transgress the avera of loisa acher, you shall not delay in completing your vow, in keeping your word. Zok Rashi vayomer Moshe el bnei Yisrael, and Moshe said to the bnei Yisrael, lahatzik o'inyin, this pasuk was placed here in order to place a pause in the topic. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Lefi she'ad kan devaru shel mokoim, because up to this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking and telling Moshe the parasha of the Karbonos. U'parashas Nedarim mascheles b'diburei shel Moshe. And the next pasuk starts with the parasha of Nedarim, which starts with the words of Moshe, Vayedaber Moshe el Roshe Hamatos. Hutzrich lahafsik tchilo, therefore it had to place a pause first, v'loimer, and say, shechoza Moshe va'oma parasha zu liYisrael, that Moshe related this parasha of Karbonos to Klal Yisrael first. Shimloikein, because if this was not so, yesh b'mashma, we can infer from this, shalei omer lehemzu, that Moshe did not say the parasha of Karbonos. Elo b'parashas Nedarim hischil devarov, he started his words with the parasha of Nedarim, which would mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the parasha of Karbonos, and then Moshe told Klal Yisrael the parasha of Nedarim. And this would not make sense. So therefore the pasuk tells us, no, Moshe told Klal Yisrael first the parasha of Karbonos, and then he told Klal Yisrael the parasha of Nedarim.